This is a case of truth being stranger than fiction. It's mind-boggling, says Tom Stokes, special agent in charge of the Atlanta office of the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, ATF. At times, you needed a flowchart to keep it straight. These guys were bouncing all over the country doing these jobs. Thank goodness we got coordinated on it. In the end, two people were dead, several others were injured, and many were scared for their lives. Doug Norwood, who escaped death three times after being shot and bombed, still carries a gun. Who can blame him? Across the country, Savage's gang had left a trail of terror and deadly ineptitude. The trail started in spring 1985 in Knoxville, Tennessee. Richard Savage was into his fourth business venture in almost as many years, and there was no telling whether his Continental Club was going to do any better than the restaurant or the motel or the nursing home that had failed before it. Savage's new profession, operator of a rundown strip bar, was his strangest yet. It seemed so far from the way he'd started out. Born in Knoxville 37 years before, he had joined the Army out of high school, serving for 6 years, including a tour in Vietnam as a courier. When he left the military, he decided to put on a new uniform, that of a cop. However, Savage found no lasting promise in the new uniform. After earning a criminal justice degree in Kentucky, he worked only briefly as a cop in Oklahoma, then as a federal prison guard in Lexington, Kentucky. He bounced around the Midwest, and by 1980 had drifted into his series of failed business ventures. By 1985, Savage was determined to put the skills he'd learned in his previous careers to good use. He decided to put himself out for hire. The back pages of Soldier of Fortune magazine are devoted to classified ads offering a whole raft of goods and services to what the magazine calls the professional adventurer. On any given month, this marketplace might offer anything from counter-surveillance information to mercenary manuals to handbooks on revenge. But in the early 1980s, the Soldier of Fortune classified ads offered more sinister services. Investigators have said it was through ads placed here that a variety of hired killers advertised their lethal skills. And it was into this market that Richard Savage placed his own skills the summer of 1985. Gun for hire. 37-year-old professional mercenary desires jobs. Vietnam veteran. Discreet and very private. Bodyguard, courier, and other skills. All jobs considered.